This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us, Kathy in Ohio. And we have some five-minute university lessons. Actually, they're very, very short lessons that we'll be sharing with you this hour. And one of them I mentioned before, but I realized the importance of it even more yesterday. So in our kitchen, we have a refrigerator, all refrigerator, 17 cubic feet, and an all refrigerator, 17 cubic feet. And I put them on these rollers, these refrigerator mover rollers. Like, there's probably somewhere around 18 wheels on each one of these rollers. And refrigerators and freezers don't come with rollers anymore because it's too expensive. So for about $15, you can get a set of refrigerator and freezer rollers, and you put, they adjust lengthwise, and you put one under the right front and right rear stabilizer, and one under the left front and left rear. And then you can slide the refrigerator or freezer out for vacuuming and dusting and those kinds of things, cleaning. Okay, so the problem with that is when you open the refrigerator or freezer door, the refrigerator will move forward, because it's on wheels. And when you close the refrigerator door, it moves backwards. And these things would get out of alignment, and they wouldn't be square against the wall. Or they'd be too far against the back wall, and the air to cool the coils that gets blown across the coils and out the back of the refrigerator and out the back of the freezer wouldn't have room to get out and escape and cool efficiently. And when that happens, the compressor runs too hot, and the compressor can burn out way faster than it should. So the idea is you want to leave at least 2 inches behind your refrigerator or freezer from the wall that it, the back of the freezer or refrigerator is against. So what I did was I took a piece of wood about 2 inches thick, 2 by 2 roughly, and I nailed it across two studs. The studs are 16 inches on center. So I took about a 20-inch piece of wood. Now, you don't want it to be too wide. You don't want it to be the full width of the refrigerator, because otherwise air can't get past it if you push your refrigerator or freezer up against it. So 20 inches wide against two studs, so that I wouldn't be pushing this 2-inch by 2-inch board 20 inches long through the sheetrock. So I nailed it to the studs, or actually I screwed it to the studs with sheetrock screws, and that's the stop. That's the stop that I push the refrigerator and freezer against, and they line up, and air can circulate around the back of the refrigerator and freezer and out the top. So that's just one little five-minute university lesson. Kathy, any comments?
Well, Vince, we've kept ours a few inches out, and we've also, because we've got a smaller refrigerator, we also have air circulating on the sides and on the top, and clean out the coils. So, you know, that's a good idea. I agree.
Okay, next lesson. We have these 55-gallon drums. We have them in steel and plastic. And some of them have removable lids. And what we do is we put the dog food, the chicken feed, and the cattle range cubes, you know, like dog biscuits for cows. We keep them in 55-gallon barrels. We keep the lids on. And some of them are outside. So what happens when it rains is the water collects on these steel barrels. And it will rust the lids. So what do you do? Well, you can scoop the water off, take the lid off, pour the water off the lid, put the lid back on. But we have so many barrels, it's not practical. So here's what I've done. I learned about capillary action back in elementary school. And so we have these old towels, and we don't throw anything away. So you take an old towel, and it can be as small as a dishcloth or a wash rag, or it can be some kind of a fluffy towel, like a bath towel or part of a bath towel. And you put maybe one-fifth of it on the lid in the water, and you hang the rest of it over the edge, and you put it on the low side. Okay, so whatever the low side of the barrel is, where the water would tend to run down to the lowest point of the lid, it will drain that water off for you. So what I do is I just take this towel after it rains. I just move the towel from barrel to barrel to barrel to barrel as I go by, and 15 minutes later, it's dry. It siphons the water off the lid of the barrel, over the lip of the top of the barrel, and down the side of the barrel. It works great. Now, is it something that, if we had company, they'd go, "Boy, that looks nice, this towel hanging off your barrels?" Probably not, but we don't have too much company, so it works fine. Kathy, have you ever tried that?
No, Vince, I haven't. I haven't had, we don't have any barrels outside. We have some in the barn, so I haven't tried that yet, so...
Okay. Well, we have them in the barn, too. It's just that we have more barrels than we have space for. So, mm-hmm. And it's convenient, for chicken feed. It's convenient to have the chicken feed outside. And we go through it so quickly that we keep some in the barn. We keep some, outside near the chickens. And it works great for us. Next thing is an old farm bell. We have one. It's a... it's probably about 100 years old. Actually, probably over 100 years old. And I restored it, and it's on a pole 13 feet in the air, and it has a cord, and I ring the bell. It's a number two crystal bell. Crystal Manufacturing is the company. It's a bell number two, and it weighs about 55 pounds. It's heavy. It's cast iron. And it's an old school bell. It's an old farm bell. It's an old village bell, and they were sold in the Sears Roebuck catalog for about $3. Literally, back around the 1900s, 1906, somewhere around there. And we use it to call the dogs. And it's also for emergencies. So there's a certain pattern that we use. If that bell is sounding in a certain way, that means an emergency. You might want to think about that, class. Kathy, any comments?
Oh, Vince, great idea, especially with the kind of acreage you have. I mean, you can hear a bell a long ways away. So that's a great idea.
That's what I keep telling the dogs. I keep telling them when they take off and they go swimming in the pond and, they're out of sight, I keep telling them, you can hear this. You can hear this, and you better get back right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And I give them a treat when they come back. Kathy, your lessons, what would you like to share today?
Well, Vince, thinking about everything that we've talked about, I guess there's one thing that I'd like to get across to people, and I think it's pretty much what you and Kyle are talking about. And it's an example for me is when I make a grocery list out now, I really don't have a lot on it because I have so much stored. I have canned goods and I have a freezer full of meat and produce. And all that. So I guess what I'm trying to say is try to get to this point. Okay, here's an example. Last week we had one of our stores. They had 3 pounds of apples for 99 cents. And they were extremely fresh. I mean, they were just coming off the truck. And they were hard, they weren't mushy, or they hadn't been sitting there for a while, they were still chilled. And so knowing that apples are expensive normally, I bought 7 bags. And so I will make apple slices, I will make apple sauce. So let's say in the winter, if apples right now, a lot of them when I go to the store, Honeycrisp can be $2.49, $2.99 a pound. And then you can also have a bag of apples, $4.99 a pound. So I don't need to buy that. I can use my applesauce or I can eat the dried apple slices. And that can be my fruit. But it's just an example. Like, I've been doing this so long, and it really started out as a necessity when I was first married, because we got married in 81, and, you know, interest rates were 18%, and, you know, inflation was high. We weren't making that much money. And I had to learn to buy when I see something on sale. So, you know, there's another, an example, like pumpkins right now. I saw pumpkins at one of the stores. They were trying to get rid of them. They were 50 cents a piece. So you could take those pumpkins, you can cut them open, you can dry, rinse the seeds off, dry them, salt them, and you can cook the pumpkin and use it for, you know, like pumpkin for your animals, or I'm sure like the chickens and things would, you know, eat them. I also saw squirrels on one of the, you know, pictures. They were getting into the pumpkins and eating, you know, the pumpkins. So I guess my point is to all this is try to get to the point where you have bought in bulk that you can last for a while. Now, I'm not saying I'm not going to run out of certain things, because I know I will, some seasonings and, you know, things like that. But look like long term. Like, do you have enough, whatever it takes to make your bread recipes, do you have enough to last you a year, year and a half, maybe two? And also, Vince, I do have a really good recipe. It's called a quick potato bread recipe. I've used it for 19 years out of one of the books that I had. It's like I've used it in like four different bread machines. It's almost like a no fail. So if we come back from the next break, if you want to, I can read that to people. And it's like I said, it uses white flour, but it's kind of a beginner recipe. If you've never made it before, you've had like bad luck with the bread machine recipes, this one is pretty much no fail. So I can give that. That can be help to people. And you know, Vince, it's like right now, if you watch the flyers, like this is going to be Thanksgiving time coming up. So right now we have a store called Aldi's, and they have butterball turkeys. They're $1.09 a pound. So if you have one and you can get a, you know, one or two turkeys, that's half the price of what the other stores are, $2 a pound and more. So, you know, that's just one example. Can you buy extra, and then can you do something with it? My biggest problem right now is I'm just running out of freezer space. It's so full that I have to start using some of the things I have. So I would like to stock up more on certain things, but because I have stocked up, I just don't have a lot of room. So I may can some things. I may dehydrate some of the frozen vegetables. And Vince, another thing with the vegetables, I was at one of our stores, and it's not really a head of broccoli. It's like a piece of the florette part of it, you know, not the stalk, the other part. One piece, it couldn't have been more than 3 inches wide. It was $1.89. And I was like, wow, that is so expensive. And so then I went over to the freezer section, and I checked the freezer section, and they had a sale on the frozen broccoli, and it was $1 a bag. So that's an example that you can use if you don't need your broccoli fresh. If you can use it frozen and you're just going to steam it or use it in a dish anyway, I think you just look at other options.
You know, I think we've been lulled into this wonderful society that we used to have, where there was abundance of everything. And we are realizing that that's probably not the way it's going to be in our future.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, it looks like in our house I'm going to become the bread guy. And the operator of the bread making machine. So I am really, I've got my Bic pen in hand. I've got my spiral notebook, and I'm ready to take notes for the potato bread recipe that Kathy mentioned. It sounds great to me, Kathy.
Yeah, Vincent, I wanted to make it simple because sometimes when you use like nuts and whole grains, it can be a little tricky until you can get the recipe perfected. But this one makes a 1.5 pound loaf. Okay, so for water, and I normally go room temperature, maybe a little warmer. Sometimes I warm it up just slightly, but I've just used room temperature and it's been okay. So it's 1 cup plus 2 tablespoons of water. And then butter is 3 tablespoons. And sugar is 2.5 tablespoons. Potato flakes, 2 tablespoons. Salt, 1 teaspoon. And the potato flakes, Vince, they're like the stuff that you buy, like they look flaky, like instant mashed potatoes. That's what
like,
I'm talking about.
Orita, like Orita
yeah.
flakes?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then bread flour, 3 cups. And I know I mentioned it before, but I take a spoon and I stir it up a little bit so it's a little fluffy. And then I lightly spoon it into a measuring cup and then I level it off with a straight blade or like a frosting thing that you just kind of level it off. I don't tamp it down or anything. You don't want it heavy. You and then 1.5 teaspoons of yeast.
Okay, is that it?
That's it. And okay. Let it knead for, I would let it go. I take like a rubber little, you know, spatula. I sort of clean the sides off when it starts going, and I watch it for a couple minutes and clean it off. Then I let it knead for probably about 5 minutes, maybe 6-7 minutes. And then if it looks like it's all mixed together well, it should be coming off the sides of the pan. I take my fingertips and I touch it. Lift the lid up, I take my fingertips and I touch it. If you touch it and it's bone dry, you want to add like a tiny bit of water. I mean, like maybe a teaspoon initially. Let that knead. If it's real sticky with your bread, like literally you have like the dough sticking to your fingers a lot, then you have too much liquid. It should be barely, like when you touch it, it should be like your fingers stick a little bit. You might have a little bit of the dough on there, but not much. It shouldn't be like a quarter inch of dough on your fingertips. That's how I test it, all my bread. And I've used this in like 3 or 4 different bread machines over the years. It's just, and I think the potato flakes make it a like kind of light and airy. I have other ones that I use, but this is like a no fail. So if nobody has any experience, and it's nice to have if you're having, you want to give a gift. I sometimes, like my neighbor gives me eggs, so I'll make a loaf of bread for them, or we're having my kids come over and I, or a friend, you know, or somebody's like sick in the hospital, I'll make a dish and I'll make a loaf of bread. It's easy. I mean, literally 5 minutes, you can have this done. I put, you know, once I check it for the moisture, I just let it go, and it's done in about 3 hours in my bread machine.
Kathy, what I noticed about this recipe is that you're using butter instead of oil. I normally use avocado oil, and much less in terms of mass than the 3 tablespoons of butter.
You're right.
Is that,
I'm going to try it to make it with olive oil or avocado oil just to see how it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
But the lady in her note, she said she cut back on the butter a little bit, which you could. I mean, why couldn't you start out cutting back 2.5 or 2? But then I think you have to increase it with liquid. You know, if you're going to cut back to like 2 tablespoons of butter, then I would add like a little bit more water because you're going to lose some of that moisture.
Yeah. This sounds like a great, great recipe. 3 tablespoons of butter is going to be pretty expensive in the future.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by another 0.75 percentage point to push back on inflation. The increase approved Wednesday, the Fed's 4th consecutive 0.75 rate increase, lifts the central bank's benchmark federal funds to a range between 3.75 and 4%. As more businesses drop the brick-and-mortar locations for a virtual environment online, the banking industry is an example of passing the savings on to the customers. SoFi's Chief Executive Officer, Anthony Noto, on Fox Business, says this week that they're offering much higher interest rates, on your checking and savings accounts.
So in the checking and savings account, we're offering 2.5% interest on checking. We just announced we're going to 3% on savings later this week.
Daylight savings time ends this weekend as we fall back 1 hour early Sunday morning. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Keto, you've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the... For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
You know, I think I'm a little more confused than I was when we started this broadcast. I just heard about daylight savings time. Now, I remember reading that daylight savings time, that's it, no more. They're doing away with that. Now, it looks like they haven't done away with it. So which is it? So I got a problem. And the problem is, when do I start the broadcast? I don't know at this point. I have to figure that out. And so I've got to talk to GCN and find out what they're going to be doing with daylight savings time so I know when to show up. I can't believe it. That is a perfect example of what's wrong with this administration. Nobody knows what to do because the buffoons keep changing their mind. And that's because they don't know what to do. I can't believe it. So I don't really know the answer. So I can't tell you definitively. Nobody can tell you definitively what's going to happen. Because They walk back. I guess that's a term that the White House uses. They walk back things that they say. So they say, here's what we're going to do. And then they say, no. Actually, that's not what that meant. And that's called walking it back. That means they lied in the first place, and then they changed their mind. I can't believe it. So, Kathy, I was looking at the recipe that I normally use for making bread, and it calls for lemon juice. And this does not use lemon juice. Is that right?
No, I don't use it in this one. Only because I've had really good luck with it. I have had with the wheat breads and the rye, I'll use a teaspoon of lemon juice. But I haven't had to use it in this one, Vince, but, you know, I can try next time to see if it's better.
No, I'm not suggesting that. I really like the idea of not using lemon juice because that's one more thing that goes bad. You know, it doesn't. Yeah. Lemon juice doesn't last forever. Now, vinegar sometimes can be used as a substitute for lemon juice in making bread. Isn't that right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And vinegar doesn't go bad, too. That lasts a long time. Okay, I'm going to try this. Now, I can do this in the bread machine, right?
Right. Right.
Okay.
Yep.
And, class, one last thing. For those of you who might be a little bit confused, TBS, capital T, capital B, capital S, is for tablespoon. TSP, all lowercase, is for teaspoon. TSP. TBS, caps, all caps, tablespoon. TSP, teaspoon. Okay, and I guess cup would be, I don't know if there's, is there an abbreviation for cup or is it just CUP or just the letter C?
Just the, with a period, that's why I've seen that, Vince, yeah.
Okay, very good. I'm all excited about trying this. I may try it today. I'm all excited about this. This sounds great. Class, you can go to the archives at gcnlive.com, USA Prepares, and replay it with your pen and pencil and notebook. You should probably have a single subject notebook dedicated just to your learning experience at USA Prepares 5-Minute University, the kinds of things that Kathy and the other instructors and I talk about. Kathy, what's next?
Well, one of the things I would recommend is to, a lot of people store their milk in the door of the refrigerator, but from what I've measured with the thermometer, it's a little bit warmer than storing it like at the back of your refrigerator. And people have been complaining quite a bit now of their milk going bad. So I think it probably has to do with it maybe sitting on the dock or not getting transported as quickly as it normally has. So I would, if you can, store it like toward the back, on your back of your shelf, maybe in the middle of, not the top shelf, but the middle, and see if it lasts a little bit longer that way. Vince, the other thing
I have a comment on that.
Sure.
A quick comment.
Sure.
Heat rises and cold falls. So the coldest part of your refrigerator is going to be the very bottom. Not in the crisper because they're kind of semi-insulated from the maximum amount of cooling in the refrigerator. But what we've done is we've kept our milk at the bottom, right on top of the crisper, and that seems to work. So just a thought about temperature. And I absolutely agree with you. The door is the wrong place. And the reason for that is heat comes in through the door because the door has insulation in it, but heat still comes in there. So the warmest part of the refrigerator is the top of the door where you have that butter door. That's the warmest part where you store the butter, and that's by design. So the butter is less solid and more liquid, right? Well, the coldest spot is the very bottom. Now, you will have more air circulation in the middle of the refrigerator, as Kathy said. So you might want to experiment with that. You might want to try a digital thermometer that's a non-contact digital thermometer and do some experimentation and find out where you should be keeping your foods for storage. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, I agree, Vince. But I would say if you can arrange your shelves the bottom above the crisper, or if not, the middle. And Vince, back to the bread machine, I always take, when I use butter, I take a knife and I cut it into, like, let's say I'm using 3 tablespoons. I might cut it into like 6 pieces and break it up a little bit. I just think it needs a little bit better. You don't have to, but if it's cold, I would do it that way. If it's warm, you can probably just put it in, like if you keep have it room temperature or close to room temperature.
That sounds great. You know what? Have any of you experienced this? All of a sudden, Google comes up and it says one account, all of Google, you know, sign in with your Google account. I don't have one. This thing is a plague. It comes up like every 30 seconds. I keep having to click it. I try to minimize it. No, it won't let me minimize it. It's a disease. I don't want anything to do with Google, but they are forcing this pop-up to show up in front of my screen like, nonstop. Nonstop. So when I figure out how to get rid of this, I'll let you all know. Kathy, back to you.
Okay. You know, Vince, I've been thinking a lot about my garden, and it's been very productive this year. And so here's a couple things that I would recommend for people. I was putting down some sawdust. I put it down real thin. You don't want to put it down thick because it can actually mat together. But you want to put it like super thin, and then I put chopped leaves on top of it. But I have these little stepping stones in my garden so that when I need to get back in there, it gives me a path, and then I don't have things growing right there. And I had some that had like a little pebble kind of in the stepping stone. So I was putting the chopped up leaves down the other day, and there was a little bit of dirt on those. I couldn't believe the worms. The worms just loved it. They were just multiplying. I moved the dirt, and I probably had 50 worms right there in my hand. So I'm going to take some of the dirt, just because I know that the worms will really like it. I'm going to put some dirt on there over the winter, and not a lot, maybe just like, you know, a quarter inch or half an inch or something, and let the worms just, you know, reproduce and put some chopped up leaves on there and moisten it a little bit. But, you know, that's a tip for your garden to, like, with the chopped up leaves or any kind of a, you know, material that will break down and will feed your garden. And so I was thinking about the garden, and what I recommend, and this has been my situation, is for the most part, I hardly ever cut any of my plants way down to the ground. I think that I live in Ohio, so it's a colder climate. And if you have a really hard freeze, I've known I can lose some of my plants that way. So I mostly cut things down maybe halfway. And then I also leave some things that have seeds on them. Like I have some black-eyed Susans. If I have sunflower seeds, my raspberries, I leave those. I've noticed that in the winter when it's really cold, the birds come and they will find the seeds and they will eat them. And so I leave them for that, and plus for the protection of the, you know, like the plant. A lot of times, like I said, if you cut it way down to the ground, it just doesn't have enough. Now, I don't put a lot of chopped up leaves on them, but I do put, I would say maybe an inch just to help the soil, but I don't want to have things matted down so that it'll like kill any new raspberry plants or strawberry plants coming. I just sort of try to use it as a insulator. And so I wanted to bring that up just for people. I mean, I've really reduced my flowers. I have way more, you know, fruit and vegetable plants now. But when I used to have bigger flower gardens, I did the same thing. Like I never cut my roses all the way down to the ground. I left them at least half full or half height. And, you know, Vince, the other thing I think we should really think about is I think as food prices go up, the produce prices, some of them are okay occasionally, but they are really, I mean, some things have tripled. I saw a head of iceberg lettuce was $2.49. And 2 years ago, it was 99 cents. And so, you know, I thought about that, and I think in the spring, if things are really expensive, I think people are going to start buying trowels and rakes and shovels. So if you can get that stuff now, I would really recommend it. You know, make sure like your shovels don't have cracked handles and things like that. But I think people are going to be forced to doing some gardening. And the other thing that I saw, Vince, was I saw a guy, he had it was an older garden cart that you could pull. He made it so it had a raised bed inside of it. And the reason why he did that was because he could move it. And he said he actually moved it when it was in the summer, if it got too hot, he had cool vegetables in there, like lettuces and things like that, spinach. He moved it out of the sun. And then he said he could leave it out in the sun during the day when it got colder, but it would extend the life of all of his plants and just leave the barn door open so it got the light, but not the got protection from some of the cold weather. And he said that way he could just move it in the yard. I mean, it was really kind of ingenious. So that's just a thought for somebody. If you have an old wagon or you have an old garden cart with I don't know what it's called, Vince. It's the fencing look on the sides of it, you know, something. You could build easily a raised bed inside of there and then just move it around. And he did it, too, because he was moving a lot. And he said this way he could take it with him, too. So.
Sounds great to me. And I think we're all going to end up with gardens, whether they be in the ground or raised beds or bucket gardens or porch gardens or on our terraces or in our on the side door of our house, maybe even the front porch if you can keep your food from being stolen. But I think that's where we're headed. Actually, I know that's where we're headed, because the reason I know that is on both sides of my family. You know, my mother's side and my father's side, they all had gardens because they had to, and they. You know, one of the things I want to talk about, Kathy, was showers. You know, when did we start taking showers? Probably around the 40s. Not that long ago. And we're right
if back. You're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, class, a couple quick comments this morning before the broadcast. I was shaving in the shower, and I am using the same razor, Schick Twin Blade razor that I started on January 1st of this year. So it has made it all the way through 10 months. I'm on the 11th month, same razor, only one razor. It absolutely works if you shave in the shower and you use soap and you sharpen the blade against your soap lathered hand, left hand, if you're right-handed, and you move the blade backwards against the flesh just below your thumb. So use that as a sharpening stone, and you go backwards so you don't cut yourself. And it tunes up the razor blades, and you can keep shaving. Now, you might have to tune it up, you know, a couple times while you're shaving each day, and then you rinse, and make sure you flick the water off the razor, put it on the soap rack so that it dries in between shaves, and it, I can tell you for sure, it can last well over a year, and I'm expecting that blade to last into next year. So well over 1 year is my expectation, and it still works great. I still shave as close as I've been shaving all year for that job interview. Okay, I'm ready for that job interview right now, and I have been every day. It's just that the interviews haven't shown up. So that was one thing, and I wanted to mention that showers, you know, we kind of take it for granted. So when did we start having hot water in from plumbing in bathrooms? Well, around 1920, about 100 years ago. So before then, it was, you know, heat a kettle on the stove and carry, you know, the water into a tub and then get another bucket of water and put that in the tub and, you know, used to have a tub. Then you had a hot tub, you know, with warmer water. Well, now, since the 1940s, we started having more and more bathrooms with tubs with plumbing in them, and it wasn't until around the 1950s that houses, actually probably close to the 60s, where houses began to be built with a shower, a dedicated shower, you know, not a tub with a shower nozzle above the tub, but I'm talking about a dedicated shower with no tub. So that was probably starting around the 1960s. We take that for granted. Now, think about that. What are you going to do? What are you all going to do if the grid goes down? That's a big problem, right? That's a huge problem. But yet, my parents who were born in the 1920s and their parents who were born before the 1920s, like in the 1800s, they didn't have showers. They had tubs and they had wood stoves. But they didn't have showers. So what are you all going to do if the grid goes down. Kathy, this is a big deal, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Vince. It's so nice to have a nice warm shower.
And I want to thank you because my very favorite go-to soap is Coast. It is extraordinary, except for the scent, which is overpowering. And I still have a bucket of it outside, and I take the lid off every day to dissipate that overpowering scent. But I'm getting between 3 and 4 weeks per bar. And that's shaving and you know, showering and all that. It's extraordinary. Absolutely the best. And it's better than Dove. But I know that the mold that they use to make it, to shape it, is the same shape as the 4-ounce Dial soap mold. So Dial soap mold and the Coast soap mold are the same. But the Coast soap, I think, is way better, except for the fragrance. But that's okay, because you can use it to chase away the rodents, which is what I do. Kathy, have you found that the Coast soap is extraordinary?
Yeah, I do like it, Vince, and it lasts long. I haven't had problems with the scent. Ours has very little. I just don't know if maybe you got a batch that was just somebody really went crazy with the scent. Ours is,
I think the guy that they hired didn't know about decimals. and it said, you know, 1/100th. And he said, oh, I'll put 100 in. Okay, got it. I got it. Man, is it strong. Anyway, I mean, nobody likes the scent of it, including the rodents. Kathy, what's next? We have just a couple minutes.
Vince, one thing I guess I'd like to squeeze in here at the end is don't forget about sprouting seeds. That might be something that is just really important, you know, especially if gas prices go up. You know, to have some fresh vegetables or greens is so wonderful, and it's good for your health. There's so many micronutrients. Just look up how much more dense broccoli sprouted seeds are than the actual broccoli itself. And, you know, for our health and our well-being, I just bought $50 worth of sprouting seeds. And once I'm done with my lettuce outside, you know, I'm going to start sprouting in the jars. Certainly. In the house.
How much in terms of weight is $50 worth of sprouting seeds and broccoli?
Oh, boy. You know, I don't have it in front of me. I'm going to take a wild guess and maybe say 4 pounds, 3 to 4 pounds of seeds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long do you expect that will last your family? When you sprout, how long will that last your family?
Well, I'm the only one who really eats it, but you only need a tablespoon or two for the jar, Ben. So it'll last me a year at least.
Very good. Very good. Kathy, thank you so much for broadcasting with us, sharing your wealth of expertise, taking time away from your family. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.